There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
How are we doing? Welcome back under the cosh.
How's it going, lads?
All right.
Been a long day, hasn't it?
It has.
A long day filming.
No, we're fresh. This is a new opening.
Right, yeah. Whoa, well,
energy.
Good as gold.
Vibrancy.
Energy. Yes.
We've been here for 5 hours. We're fucked.
Yeah, three pizzas between us, 4 pints.
Which I've not had one of, by the way.
Yeah, we've...
It surprises me, your aversion
to real ale. It's all this nice.
We're in a bit of a real ale pub.
Yeah,
bar stewards.
A microbrewery.
Bar stewards in Sheffield.
You just won't touch it, will you?
I just don't like it, mate. I wish I did. The bar staff, the fucking. I've had more tasters. I've been like on a wine tour.
He's had 8 pints worth of tasters.
I've been on a fucking beer tasting course today. Feels like maybe my birthday present. But.
You just won't have it.
Tommy, last week.
Lovely lad, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is it Paolo?
See, I'd like to say that I were having a bit of banter by spelling Paolo wrong when I were battering him on Twitter, but I actually got it wrong myself. I've never written Paolo before. That's what it is.
You wouldn't have got on with him, would you?
Mate, I still, even when I hear it now, 67 days, were it? Solid. You can't do that. That's like, mate, if you did that in a normal workplace, you'd get fucking thousands, wouldn't you? If you sue the company, you'd be fucking laughing your cock off. All happens now, somebody taps a bird on arse, she gets 50 grand. You know what I mean?
But some people will say, well, you're getting paid thousands to do that.
I don't give a fuck. You can't work 67 days solid, mate. There's rules. I feel strongly about it.
He seems to be very much a dictator.
The Canio?
Yeah.
Seems a twat.
Mussolini.
I just wish I'd seen him walk down them steps in the nightclub.
Yeah, I can imagine he looked good.
That was my favourite part of the podcast, that.
Yeah, I can imagine he looked good. I think my favourite part was the necrophilia shout. The slip of the...
I was so confident as well.
The slip of the tongue with the necrophilia.
I was so... I think I said to Matty, get that on Google.
Yeah.
I think I even said that you said the right word and I went, nah, it's not that.
No, necrophilia.
Falling asleep. Necrophilia, definitely. 100%, no problem.
So, yeah, we've took a bit of risk today. We've gone for someone who none of us know. I had a message from a kid who... Well, we used to go to school with saying he's worked with Paul Beasley and he's a fucking character. Get him on. So we managed to get in contact with him and
here he is.
He's coming in today. So we'll. But to be fair, I've done my research. I've sourced somebody who used to play with him and said, yeah, it'd be brilliant. So I'm quite confident that it's going to be a good one.
Sheffield United, Leeds. Some Wigan. Massive players that he's played with.
Yeah.
Huge names.
See, I can remember his name, but I can't particularly remember him playing.
I think it's probably the only guest that I've never really heard of. I can't remember seeing him play.
I don't think I can remember seeing him play.
But one of the lads, I think he was Kitman somewhere, and they said he's an absolute legend.
Yeah.
So.
Get him in, eh?
Let's get him in.
Come on, Paul.
Come on, Paul, let's have you.
Paul Beasley, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, good as gold. Yeah, good.
Good. Thanks for coming down.
Yeah, thank you for
coming.
Thank
you very much, mate.
Yeah, you're welcome, lads.
Obviously, you're a different generation to these lads, playing the majority of your career in the 90s, predominantly for Sheffield United in the Premier League years.
Yeah, Sheffield United, 1990,
never left?
No.
Still here?
You can't get rid of a Scouser, mate. Impossible. Once you get our fucking feet under the table, we dig in. Fucking there all day long. We've got to stay, you know what I mean?
Started in at Wigan. Well, a lot of Scousers there when you started.
Yeah. I think we had a team, you know.
Tony Kelly?
Tony Kelly, Paul Cook.
Alan Kennedy.
Cookie, who's manager at Wigan now.
Yeah, Cookie was there. Yeah, young lad, young boy there. John, yeah. Paul Jewell.
Yeah.
Jaggers were in there. Still speak to Jaggers. Yeah, there were a team of Scousers in there.
Yeah.
Okay, now that was a novel. Fantastic, by the way. Fucking brilliant. Well, at least we all understood each other as well. That was even better.
Yeah, there's no other fucker could.
No, exactly.
It's like when you've got a foreigner in
Zambia. Yeah, yeah. Don't fucking start that early, though.
He's got it, has. Got it straight in, hasn't he? Straight out of you.
Harry McNally took me there on non-contract. Now, there's a fucking bloke. Oh, he was a lunatic, Harry. Fucking full-blown lunatic.
Is that why you got on?
You'd have to be a loony, John, to get on with. But he signed me non-contract. And I actually played my first game.
How old are you at this time?
I was about 18.
So you're happy just...
Oh, just to play.
Yeah.
But I had no contract or nothing. I had fucking nothing.
Yeah.
I think it was on 25 quid a week. Something like that. It was nothing. You know, well, no, we've got nothing at all, buttons. But you're just playing, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just and happy to be playing, like...
Yeah.
Just happy to be playing.
Young lads, you're playing, aren't you? And
when you say he's a nutter, what, in what sense?
Fucking everything. Just an absolute drink. Fucking George Best. He'll be fucking kidding. He's going to be the fucking best ever. I am not even drinking. I've never seen anyone like him in my life. Ever.
How did you know that? Because managers that me and you have played under, we wouldn't really know whether they're like a bevy or not, would we?
Not
if you think about it. You know, pre-season, we might have one night out where you think, fuck me, the gaffer's a lunatic.
Yeah.
But you would never come in every day and the manager wouldn't be pissed, would he? Or... Yeah. It's just different eras, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I bet you used to have a drink with you and...
Oh, he was with us all the time. He wanted to be with us, you know what I mean? End of the day, he was unbelievable. You could just tell. He'd had a few beers. You could tell. Unbelievable.
Crazy, man. It's interesting because you talk about the players now to your generation. And then when we get someone like Paul, it's the generation before,
how
it's completely different again.
We were the last, weren't we? I think
we were the last sort of midweek drinkers and all that sort of stuff. And
but even then, it wasn't like you talk about. You were speaking. I'm going to speak about it in a bit. About it wasn't Tuesday club. What was the crack with the Mondays?
The Monday that was Sheffield United. So that's going on to 1990. That you know, Monday night was out, and I couldn't understand it. We used to fucking train on the Tuesday. That was day off on the Wednesday. We'd all go be fucking pissed on the Monday night. We go out, we'll be out. Metro, in town. Out you go. You got to be there. 8 o'clock. You're not there. You're fine.
So you're fine for not going out?
You're fine for not going out.
You know fucking what I mean? Chaos, isn't it?
You're fine for not going out. You have to be out. Because it's Monday night. You're not there. It's in the kitty.
Is that just because it was student night? Why not go on the Tuesday when you're off Wednesday?
Well, we all thought that, but fucking, we just didn't fucking do it.
He's just sat there and he's 25 quid.
Just fucking Monday was bad.
I've never thought
Monday was fucking shit. Oh, yeah.
So maybe change it to Tuesday. And they off went, nah, fuck it.
He got fined fucking 50. No chance.
That's mad, isn't it? Yeah, and Tuesdays were working day and all.
Yeah,
shows where you're fucking.
It's a running day, isn't it?
Running day.
But it's true, John. We used to run around 8 o'clock on the button. We'd here. Next day we had a run because you'd have the Wednesday. You get it out of you.
Yeah.
Sweat it out.
Get it out of you next day.
Were you do you five year at Wigan?
Five year at Wigan. Yeah.
So you're going from League Two to Premier League.
What I've done it. I went. To be fair, I didn't actually go stay from Wigan to Sheffield United. I went to Leighton Orient. And I went there.
It's fucking research is shit.
I've got me fucking old back here.
How can you miss a club out here?
So I went to Leighton Orient. I've done you there. Sorry for that. I went to Leighton Orient for 7 months. And I don't know whether Harry, Dave Bassett had a bit of a thing, you know, whether he said, take him and then I'll take him, you know, after 8 months. And I was Dave, only there for 7 months, and I moved to Sheffield United.
And then Dave Bassett signed you?
He signed me.
What was he like? I've seen, because all I've seen is documentaries on that, Sky Sports Gold and all that or whatever. Was he?
Mate, he's one of the best I've been under. I just think he, I mean, you're talking about a manager giving someone or giving a players enough, as I said, rope to hang themselves, but then deliver on a Saturday how to do it. Big Billy Whitehurst.
Oh, we've heard a lot.
Now, we've all heard of fucking Billy, yeah. John. You know, you're a fucking hard man to play. So you got the big fella up front, Disky Bill, and you got to go on all night. He was a lunatic. Billy, you know, you'd want him on your side, 100%. So anyway, we played at Bramall Lane. Now, I'm talking about Harry now with the man management. Now, this would be fucking... You never heard of it.
You won't be able to do it.
No, you never get away with it. So we play Saturday. We get done 2-0 at home. Harry goes, you're in Sunday. That's when... We're in fucking Sunday. We're never in on a fucking Sunday, ever.
What, they said that out loud?
Yeah, we're not in on a Sunday. It doesn't happen. Everyone's got Saturday night ready. Fucking not in Sunday. So everyone's devastated. We go in on a Sunday, and as we go in, it's still there, the changing room. You walk down, it's all lovely now. So on the left here, Derek French, the physio.
Frenchy,
who... Fucking, he ain't quiet, are they? He's a fucking, he's met us up. Anyway, he turned left over in his room. At the time, I was in the physio's room for some reason. Three of the lads are on a bed. So anyway, fucking knocking the door. And it's fucking Billy. And I'm telling you now, this is fucking true, but I'm fucking sat here. Billy's fucking stood there. He's got a fucking ground. He stood with a fucking greyhound fucking dog, right? And he's fucking stood there. And he goes, Frenchy, my fucking dog needs some fucking treat.
On his knee?
On his knee. So Frenchy goes, Bill, fuck off. Right, you fucking know. So anyway, he went off the fucking table, the three boys. So the boy, fucking get off, fucking Bill spoke. They just jumped off. So Billy gets this fucking dog. I'm in there, I'm telling you, and he places it on the fucking table. And I'm telling you now, Frenchy starts treating the fucking dog on its fucking knee.
Ultrasound.
And he's having a look with the fucking ultrasound on Billy's fucking knee. Now, Glasgow, this is fucking ain't fucking right. So anyway, but next minute, there's a fucking knock at the door. And it's fucking Harry. But you know when it's a fucking surreal moment? And Harry walked in and fucking looked at it and turned round and fucking went out. Went out the door.
Didn't say anything.
He hasn't fucking left out. Next minute, he comes fucking back in and he goes, Frenchy. He fucking had a go at Frenchy. And Fred didn't have a go at Bill. He fucking frightened the dead of Bill. He went, what the fuck's happening here with this? He went, we've got a fucking big game here on Tuesday night. We're on the game Tuesday. And fucking Billy went, aye. He went, but this fucking dog's got a big race on Monday night. And Harry went, he went, I can't fucking believe it. And he walked out. But you know what? He didn't fucking find it. He let it fucking go.
I'm just trying to...
He let it go, John. He let it fucking go.
I'm just trying to picture the scene, the dog, the greyhound on the bed.
What's unbelievable.
What techniques he gone for on the bed with that?
He just fucking planted him on the fucking bed. But Harry let it go. Harry let it go. That's how, you know... And I think Billy played on Tuesday and was fucking magnificent. But, you know, I'm thinking now, that's fucking... Wow.
I'm just trying to picture the bed on the physio bed, the dog on the physio bed, and Frenchy stood over him with ultrasound,
squeezing the gel and that,
treating a greyhound.
Take a bit fucking far now. But that's the fucking top flight. But
so were Harry scared of Billy then? Even though
I wouldn't say he was scared, but it's funny on a Friday, John, and Harry and he was fucking clever, Harry. Friday morning, Billy would be fucking platinum people. We didn't set plays, he'd be fucking have stitches trying to mark him. He'd be going, fuck off.
Teammates and fucking everything. Fuck. No, but.
No, he's a lovely. Billy was a good lad. Some people get a wrong impression of Billy. Billy was a decent kid. But Harry used to send him in. He used to go, Bill, go and have a nice fucking bath. Have a nice fucking massage. Oh, fucking hell. I'm getting fucking treatment. I just think he wants to fucking get rid of
it. Just get it off the head, bit.
Fucking boys are screaming here. we used to take Billy to go in and fucking have his bath and fucking brilliant.
I can't.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about Billy Wyatt, haven't we?
He's fucking unbelievable. He had the boozers across the road, didn't he?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, he ruined my fucking marriage, that. Fuck's sake, Sunday afternoon in there, you couldn't fucking get out.
So he was landlord of the boozer?
Yeah, across the road.
And so he's in the Premier League. And he's a landlord.
Hang on, he might not have been then. He might have left and he come, but he had that cricketers across from Bramall Lane. He had there. And we were in there.
I bet there were no scrapping went on in there, not without him involved.
Sunday was his Elvis day, wasn't it? He loved Elvis. 4 o'clock, fucking Elvis is on. Fucking mask, big M, and Bill's on the mic for fucking 3 hours. And you can't fucking leave, by the way.
Lock the door, Billy's on.
If you fucking go, you get fucking filled in. No chance.
Did you ever see him properly kick off? Billy Whitehurst.
You know what?
On the pitch, off the pitch.
I might get on the pitch, fucking hell. He's a fucking...
In the tunnel and that, or was it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's a fucking animal.
Regular?
Oh, yeah. Fucking hell. I'll tell you something now. This sums Billy up. I'm playing a reserve game. Ellen Road, coming back from injury. Fucking... So, if you think back to then, before you used to get a sheet coming, Central League.
Yeah.
So you'd have a look, and you see who you're playing against. You think, a centre forward's not bad. Be a half-decent game, like. So I'm flipping the coin. I'm playing. Bill's playing. I'm thinking of their dressing room. Sent it off. And as it happens, fucking John McLaren's playing. Now it's Tuesday night. I'm thinking, he's just got the team sheet going there. And he's gone, fuck hell, no. Fuck that. fucking raining. So for some reason, we run out to get it. And as I'm running out, Bill shouts across to John, all right, John. And John goes, all right, Bill. As if, and Bill went, I hope you've got your fucking gum shield in. It's a fucking reserve game. Fucking, he went the fucking white. Fucking John McLaren. That's Billy White.
Did you ever have to play against him?
No.
At any point?
Only training.
Yeah.
Training, he was, nightmare. You don't want to get involved with Billy.
Why was he like that? I can't understand. Because we played with lads who were aggressive. Yeah, aggressive, you know. But then training, they're kind of like, you know, if they're going for a 50-50, you just...
Let it go.
But would he stick the elbow on you?
Oh, we wouldn't think
training
twice.
Or not?
I wouldn't think twice. It was just the way he was made. The way he was built. The way he was the animal, you know what I mean?
So you're doing set players on a Friday and he's elbowing you off the ball?
Oh, no, as you would go, you'd go in, passive. But he just go, fuck off. He's fucking playing Sammy with a fucking broken ear. Billy fucking had it again. So in the end, Ali just went, Bill, go in, have a fucking breather, fucking have a massage or whatever.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It is, but that's true. You know, but on a Saturday, you'd want him playing with you.
Yeah.
Hanging balls up to... I mean, we go to Finland. And this is, you know, if you were there, it's probably the funniest things I've ever seen, ever. We're playing a game. So this keeper, he's coming, he's catching everything. So he comes out, he's catching everything. Billy's sub. So anyway, the game's going on. He's a friendly, we're away pre-season. So anyway, the kid's come for one of them. And he's wanged it out behind his back. Fucking Billy goes, Larry, get me on.
Get me on.
I literally went, get me on now, right? So fuck. Anyway, he goes on, Billy, and I'm telling you now, it's a first free kick. It's on the halfway line. John Pemberton's taking it. And all Billy's shout was, hang it up. He said, hang it up, penalty spot. But so anyway, Pembo, fucking hell, Pembo done well, fucking finding the fucking men. Anyway, so anyway, Pembo comes up, knocks it, drills it, and it's hanging. But you know, as it's fucking travelling the ball, Harry, at the top of his voice, is fucking screaming, no! For fuck's sake, no! And you know it's coming. And the fucking goalie is in the net. And his fucking nose. He won't do that fucking thing again. Fucking that's what Billy said. Fucking absolutely destroying him, and Ali couldn't do a fucking thing about it.
He's gone on to it. He's basically, Angie, tee me up. I know exactly what I'm doing here.
But Ali's trying to prevent it, but he fucking can't. It's impossible, you know?
He used to be just scrapping all the time, didn't he, Bill? Even in bars and did he not? Yeah. Oh, it was spoke about. Did he not? Somebody said he'd...
lovely kid, though, John.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, people get some wrong deception about him, but he's a lovely kid.
And he did, you know, somebody said about him going outside a boozer in Sheffield, saying, "Get your best two.
Get your best two. Weren't it him and Vinnie Jones together?
That was it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, here we go.
I was fucking there. Yeah.
Did you get? Were you work?
I was behind the fucking bar, me. I think he just. You know, to be honest, I think Michelle went to his pose at the time.
Yeah.
That fucking shit, Michelle. Because you just think it's the worst, didn't you? End of the day, it's true, and no point fucking beating by the bush, it's a true story.
So, wait, are you out in Sheffield?
We were out in Henry's Bar.
Is that central?
And it was quiet night, and it was quite quiet night. Like, next minute, bar seven or eight come in.
Sheffield Wednesday fans?
Well, whether they were or not, I don't know, I couldn't say that. But anyway, they come in and they wanted to have a go. And Bill went, "I'll take the biggest one out now, outside. Here we go." But as he was going out, Bill, I think I can tell you this. Sure, I can. Yeah. He went like that, put his arm around him. I went, "Come on, mate. It's fucking all right." And he fucking levelled him.
What? Trying to soften him up and say, "Oh, we don't want any trouble."
Fucking levelled him. Game over. The rest of them fucking didn't see him for fucking dust. Gone.
Jesus.
Mad, isn't it?
But he's a fucking animal, the boy. He's a fucking animal.
What happened then? Did the other lads come out?
No, there was no trouble after that. And listen, fucking, I'd say 25, fucking 70% of the stuff that we'd done then would have been fucking headlines.
Oh, yeah.
Headlines. Without a shadow of a doubt, you know. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Completely different era.
We mentioned Vinnie Jones. What was he like as a player for a start? Because everyone goes on about his acting and that, but I can't really remember him playing.
Well,
was he a good player?
He was a workhorse, Johnny. You know, I wouldn't say, you know, I think he thought he was a bit, you know, he fucking thought he was the lad's like, you know what I mean? But, he, you know, I think he just, he had his limitations and he done what he done. You know, he done what he done.
I was speaking to Mark Crossley. I played golf for him last week and he obviously, because we'd been with Vinnie Jones the other week and, he said, if he'd not been in the paper for a month, he did something outrageous to get in the paper. You know, to keep relevant.
Yeah. I believe that.
Yeah.
Which is smart, really.
That's the character he were.
Do you think?
Yeah, well, look where he is now. He's in Hollywood.
Yeah, I can believe that. Yeah.
And he got that role because of that reputation. Mm. It's exactly the same as what, and I know you're going to laugh at me, Jesse Lingard's doing now. From a completely different perspective. Yeah. He's going to have a brand and all that stuff afterwards. And what's he done? He's done a stupid Instagram video recently.
Yeah.
Which
building a brand isn't about playing football. It's about who he is as a character.
And trying to tell me Jesse Lingard's going to hit fucking Hollywood or what?
Well, I tell you what, mate, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, exactly my point.
Get you on down at Arena. You and Billy doing Elvis.
I fucking can't get him. I won't be able to get anyone in for that, but Billy, fucking hell, he can't.
I tell you what, Paul, I've seen a picture of you. You were half a good looking fella, weren't you?
Oh,
back in the day.
I don't know what the fuck's happened to you. You're fucking bad, innit?
Were you a Brill Cream man?
Oh,
slick, wasn't it?
Fucking hell, I couldn't move that.
The wet look.
The fucking hurricane when the fucking took that off. He didn't actually call me the Rug. To be fair, saying I had a lot of nicknames. Rug, fucking hell. You know what he used to call me? Oh, Billy. He used to call me the fucking Count of Sesame Street.
One,
two, fucking, two bad fucking free kicks. Three bad fucking defenders. You fucking Billy. I mean, Vinny, we played Sunderland. You know, going back to, you're talking about a little bit of trouble. We go up to Sunderland. Massive game of Sheffield United. I think it was the first season, the second season I was there. Huge game. And there's a man in the box during the game. So anyway, Kevin Ball, he's fucking volleyed Johnny Gannon in the stomach. So there's a fucking 20-man brawl. You know, there's a chaos. So anyway, Armstrong, winger. Do you hear him, John?
I don't know.
Brian Armstrong? For Sunderland?
Sunderland.
Brian Armstrong.
But what he's done is he spat at Hodge, Glenn Hodges.
Spat at him. Gordon Armstrong, I think.
Maybe. He spat at him. So that's quite funny as it is, because Hodge didn't even concentrate on the game. He was just fucking running around trying to chase him to fucking beat him up. He just wanted to fucking do it. It's as simple as that. But going on to the story. End of the game, we win 1-0. We've got 10,000 behind the goal. We're going, it's a massive game. And we're going berserk. Like. But Hodge got taken off. So Hodge must have come off and just fucking flattened Armstrong. Bang. One punch.
On the quiet.
Gone. Down. It's fucking sparkle. So we're coming off. We're standing over him. As we're fucking going, we're going down the tunnel. It's a free-for-all in the tunnel. Absolute free-for-all. And he's fucking ducking and diving, punching. We get in the dressing room. Harry comes careering in with his shirt off. He went, you fucking bunch of fucking assholes. He said, we're fucked. We've lost the points. We'll lose the points here today. He said, I've got a fucking bloke lying outside, fucking down. He said, and I've got me fucking captain, got the chief in fucking inspector by the fucking throat in the fucking tunnel. It's Johnny. Well, we reach going that one.
Get out of that.
By the throat.
I'm looking at fucking time here. That's true, I'm telling you. And I went, fucking get on the bus. I don't want to fucking see it, no one.
So he's picked the chief inspector up.
He's fucking, I swear now, Johnny's got the chief inspector by the throat. How we had no repercussions on that, I'll know, to this fucking day.
There was actually.
He must have dived in and fucking got you just by that, fucking by that. Got him.
Vinnie Jones has done an interview on about being hard and whatever. Yeah. He went, the hardest man in football is Kevin Ball.
Well, he kicked it all off.
Really?
Yeah. He said, Kevin Ball is the hardest, maybe the hardest player I've ever played against or.
Against. Because I know he said Whitehouse was the hardest player he played
against. Maybe played against or something. Did the lads like him as a lad? When he was a player, before all this Hollywood thing, did they like him as a.
He's good, good lad. You're like John, good top road, good captain. Fucking brilliant. Organised everything.
Munda Club.
Everything. Organised everything. He changed the fucking song at Bramall Lane. The only man I've ever known to do that. We ran out to some fucking crazy song at Bramall Lane. Normally you come on to this song, you changed it. We're going to run out to this fucking dangerous. Fucking dangerous! Fucking joking, are you? Fucking Bramall Lane! He's your butty, not taking it. You know what I mean? But that's him. That was fucking Johnny.
How did him and Billy get on?
Everyone said they'd love to see a scrap between them two.
Yeah.
But never happened. It never happened. And that's my hand on my heart.
Did they get on or not?
I don't think so.
No.
Not, well,
do you think it was like that alpha who's ruling the roost?
Maybe.
Who do you think would have won?
Fucking good question, that, mate. I don't know. I think they'd still be fucking fine. He wouldn't have fucking given in. I don't think in 25 years. I've won, you don't have a fuck.
It's like when I'm in it, a bear or a lion. Billy Whitehouse to Vinnie Jones.
One of them had to die before it finished.
You know, give John and unbelievably. But going back to that, Sunderland. So this is Harry again. He was fucking. I mean, Bradders. Going on to another name, Carl Bradshaw.
Yeah.
They used to fucking fight. He'd have a fight with Bradders on the coach.
Harry would.
Fucking running down the fucking coach with a shirt on, fighting.
Shirts off.
Shit off! Imagine you're one in the bus running like a fucking rhino, and then you get the fucking Batman going. Here the fucking come, you know what I mean?
Over what?
Fuck all! Fuck all! We could have lost 1-0 fucking drawn. It didn't fucking matter, you know what I mean?
Just for the crack.
Yeah. And then lads are going to be fucking at it again. Fucking at it.
The manager fucking player.
The manager shut off.
But I think, come on,
we
left Sunderland that day and we were fucking on the floor because we thought, big points, you know what I mean? I tell you what, we must have got fucking 10 miles outside fucking Sunderland. And Harry fucking stood up. He walked down the back of the coach. He's just fucking true to my children's life. He went, you don't fucking know you're a bunch of cunts, don't you? He said, yeah. He went, crazy. Manager, get the fucking driver to pull the bus over and get them fucking 4 cases of fucking lager from underneath. Fuck what happened there, let's have a fucking beer. We were pissed all the way home. We were.
So he's just flipped it on its head. You were probably expecting him to want to fight or whatever, and he's just completely disarmed the situation.
Yeah.
Get the beers on that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Did that work?
Amazing. To do that, the lads are fucking up there, then they've been fucking bollocked, then they're back. He's brought them back again.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still thinking of the fucking greyhound.
That never leave me head that job, no matter whatever. It's his fucking face and the series as well.
He's got a
fucking big race Monday. We'll fucking win Tuesday, Harry, don't worry.
So we'll put on Twitter about, was there an incident at Sunderland again with Marco Gabbadini?
Ooh, this could be a touchy subject, this.
Is it?
Ooh, fucking hell, don't
this could be a touchy subject.
Is it?
That fucker. I'm sure he's fucking living on the fucking Riviera on the back of me. Every fucking time I played against him, he was in the fucking goal. I put him in fucking twice. Fucking best pass he's ever had in his career. I'm fucking terrible. Unbelievable. But a funny story, Wally Downs. He had a wall.
Yeah.
At Wimbledon now. Yeah. So anyway, Wally come on a coaching staff with Harry. So we're playing Derby. So every fucking time, Gabbadini, in fact, if he hears this, you you're a fucker every time. So we're playing that time was a Derby. So it's 2-2. And I'm playing left back. Now, this is the coach, this. Right back, or left back gets the ball. And it's a diagonal ball. And I'm telling you now, it's travelling. And I could fucking smell his eyes in the back of my head, Gabbadini. But fucking Wally shouts, "This is it! If this fucking goes pear-shaped here, never again!" I was like fucking shaking. Like fucking just booting it. Fucking right there, fucking coach doing that bit. Made me fucking stronger. This is it. Look at this goes wrong. You didn't fucking drunk. Oh dear. I'm fucking getting away like I'm showing 1-3-2. This is fucking it.
So Gabby didn't know she used to tear you, asshole.
Swear you, John. It's fucking frightening.
What was it that he had on you? Pace? Power?
Well, fucking hell. Any fucking get past me with fucking pace. Fucking, but I'm saying, no, he just had that knack.
He just had a knack.
It was a knack. He just fucking scored.
I'm a Sunderland fan, mate, so he's a hero.
Great player, though,
he? Yeah.
Until he, well, fucking played against me.
I bet that was the first fixture he looked at. Went Sheffield United home and away.
Oh, definitely, mate. Yeah.
Who else was there? Big Brian Dean. Nathan Blake could have been coming through as a young...
Big Blake, there's a great... I must admit, that's my best bunch of lads.
Yeah.
They're flying. Right through the whole lot, Wardy, Bradders. That's the best experience I've ever had, ever.
What
in terms
it?
Of just fucking banter.
Yeah. Ever go too far, the banter? You know, we sort of...
Nick Jim Layton's fucking teeth.
You won't get that now, would you?
he couldn't find his fucking teeth for fucking 2 weeks. He was walking around going, "You fucking bastard." He fucking couldn't get them.
Where did he put them?
So the lads fucking nicked them. He put them in a cup, he couldn't find them for fucking 2 weeks. It's fucking mental, it's mental. It's personal, that though. You don't know now, that'd be fucking trouble.
Oh, yeah. Thing is, you give it a day, don't you? Go out. Brilliant, lads. Great
even,
crack.
Even a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Not in there.
Give
us
me teeth.
Fucking...
2 weeks with no teeth.
Yeah. Well, David Barnes.
He's on soup for 2 weeks, the lad.
In a lad called David Barnes, left back. He was... He went home. When he came into work, he took his head off. He put a different head on to when he was at home. He's just a fucking noodle thing.
Where's so, Gummidge?
You know when he got... When he went home, you know, he's a different man. In the club, he was... Crackpot. Big Phil Kite, 6'3", goalkeeper. He come in every morning and Barnsley hit him twice and ran off. For 18 months. Not for fucking 10 minutes. 18 fucking months. He just digged him and run off. He'd go, "Fuck yeah, I've got you fucking back, man." Mad.
He's fucking...
What were them pre-season away trips like in that era? You know, because we lads have talked about them. You know.
John, you have this one, too.
But lads have talked about
him. Yeah, we speak about it all the time.
You know.
Yeah. But
like you said before, you know, I bet it's just a completely different. I bet training secondary. You know, when we used to go away, it was always we've got training tomorrow. We'll have a couple. Yeah, we'll have a couple of pints. But I bet yous were
just bang at it the whole
lads' trip. Holiday.
Fucking crazy. We went to Falkenberg one year. There was a fucking beer festival.
It wasn't organised, it just arrived.
There's a fucking beer festival in the fucking middle of the town. It's a no-brainer. I remember fucking one trip we went. We went to someone, Cranfors. And I think there's no way Harry picked that one because Falkenberg was crazy.
So you just out every night?
Well, we go out. Harry goes, you can have, you know, we'll give it to 1 o'clock. So anyway, out the boys go. Fucking in this night, we're in the nightclub. It's fucking bouncing. There's no way you're fucking going home. It's impossible. So someone goes, Harry's in. Well, I've never seen fucking 20 fucking scarpet in my fucking life.
And you're from Liverpool.
Yeah. Hey, fucking, we're going in all fucking directions. But Vinny shouts, fucking last one back. Now all are finished. They go everywhere on bikes, didn't they? We're fucking robbing bikes. We're cycling back to the fucking hotel. I'm telling you now, the fucking race on all lads on the fucking
all the lads are racing back.
Fucking get back on the fucking
like Grand National.
So next morning we fucking went, hang on, we all got in on time and there's about fucking 30 fucking bikes outside the hotel.
That's just took us back to the playground, that. Last one back stinks.
Isn't it? It fucking is, isn't it? That was the only option, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To get away from Harry, you know.
Did everybody go out?
Yeah. They did, yeah. They did. I think...
Would there be stick if you didn't?
You get... Yeah.
You get, did you get a few that didn't go out?
The banter was never personal. Never.
Yeah.
Never personal.
I bet people have been able to take it better than they do now as well.
People take it personal.
Ah, they're all fucking soft as a tub of spunk now, that's why.
Yeah.
Everything's fucking Instagram this and all that bollocks.
Do you want another pint, by the way, Paul?
Go on, mate.
Can we get another
one? It's nice to stout in here. I'll be coming back here with a fucking Vinny. It's a fucking barn pot Vinny. I think Vinny's fucking... He's unique, isn't he, Vinny? He's just fucking... He had it in a bag, I think. From the start, I think all this Hollywood and all that now, he just had that. Something about him, he could organise something. I was rooming with him. So, fuck. We go down to dinner, we come back up. So anyway, I'm watching the fucking box. Next minute, he pulls these two fucking boxes out. This is Friday night. I thought, what's he fucking doing here? And I'll tell you now, so he's got these two boxes. Now, remind what he, thinking what he likes and what he likes to do. He pulls these two fucking showing up fucking things off, guns out.
Fuck off.
Friday fucking night, this is.
Sawn off shotguns.
He's got these guns. He's got these two fucking guns, assembles them, right? So.
What you sat there reading paper? Let's keep looking over this
paper. Fuck me, we're doing a fucking bank job here, Jamal. I said to Jonah, what the fuck's happening?
Watching Coronation
Street. I'm going there because his father loved not the clay pigeon, you know what I mean? So he was
pheasant shooting and all
that. Whatever, yeah, and he'd cleaned the barrels. He'd brought them with him and fucking got them with him. Must have got left Greavesy, fucking put them in the kit thing, brought them up and fucking cleaned them on a fucking Friday night. I thought, where are we going here? You're in a fucking bank. Now I don't know why you don't fucking lock, stock and two fucking smoky fucking barrels.
Imagine if you just throwing your balaclava and come on. Yeah.
Been a scouser, everybody's kicked back in here.
Fucking ideal.
We're off. Jeez, man.
But he's crazy. If you've seen a picture a few months ago with all them rabbits on his, do you see it?
No.
He'd killed them all, hadn't he? And Sean went fucking ballistic, didn't he? He'd killed fucking 30 fucking rabbits or something. laid them out on the front lawn or something. And it was in the papers and he's gone fucking bananas. But he loved it. He loved that.
Bit of hunting.
Yeah, he's fucking mad. You know, he likes that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Is there a story about Carlton Palmer?
Charlie Hatfield.
Had a scrap with him or something?
Apparently, Charlie. Did Charlie Hatfield?
Charlie.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Adam by the throat, sir. Yeah. Add Vinny.
No, I'd Captain Palmer by the throat.
Oh, fucking hell, Charlie. I don't. I'll tell you something about Vinny then. Right. Charlie, I, what about this? Charlie's in the squad. Charlie doesn't get changed. So what does Addy say to him? We're playing Sheffield Wednesday, by the way.
So you've got a game.
This fucking game of the season. What's he said, Addy, to fucking Charlie? Go and cause fucking bollocks in the tunnel when they arrive. That's what he said to him. That's your fucking job today. Not so he's not playing. Go and cause as much fucking bollocks as you can in that tunnel when they come in. And Charlie just done went and fucking done it. He had Carl by the throat, fucking wound Sir Francis up. Fucking, they were all fuming. And we fucking beat him 2-0. Thanks very fucking much. Goodbye, good night, and fucking college.
So, hold on a minute. Can we get this right? So, he's not playing.
He's not
He's not in the squad.
He's not subbing on.
So, Dave Bassett's just said to him, listen, get down that tunnel
and cause fucking bollocks as much as you possibly can when they arrive.
Imagine that though.
Yeah,
without a job, with your headphones in.
I think that. Ali even said without holding back. You don't need to fucking say that.
All lads coming in now with, like you said, with their headphones and the
checking the mobiles,
checking the mobile next minute.
What's this fucker doing?
He's playing on it. He's got fucking Carl by the throat.
So, did the lads that were playing, did they come out and join in, or was he just on his own?
No, he just wanted
that's his job.
He just wanted them riled, didn't he? Yeah. So that's what he'd done it for.
So he probably did a better job in tunnel than he did on pitch.
It was fucking perfect because he just thought, brilliant. What a role.
Jesus.
Brilliant.
He could have got filled in and all then, couldn't he?
Yeah. I bet he did. Somebody must have got a few digs in there.
I wouldn't, Charlie.
Was he another hard case as well, like?
Oh, Charlie can handle himself. Yeah, he's the one. Charlie wanted it. Cantona flattened him on the pitch. Do you remember?
Were you playing? No. Were you there?
FA Cup third round. No. Cantona was giving it, and Charlie went, "What are you?" He went, "Boom, hit him, knocked him clean over." Cantona off, gone.
Jesus,
were you playing that game?
No, I wasn't playing that game. No, I wasn't playing.
Did you cause any trouble beforehand?
Yeah, he was running
wrong. Yeah. Nah, fucking hell. No trouble.
The thing is, he's a big fucker as well, Cantona, isn't he?
He's fucking better. He leathered him. Fucking street left hook, bang. Have a bit of that, you fucking fucker.
It's a different world, isn't it? Different world.
Fucking have a bit of that.
How many sendings off must you've had a season?
No, you fucking let me into a cracker there, John. Because we're playing that Anglo-Italian Cup. And Harry went, what the fuck are we doing in this? So we played a game at Bramall Lane.
Is this like a pre-season thing?
No, it was a proper cup.
Right.
If you look back, it was actually a proper cup that was devised for 1 year.
Yeah.
So we played. We're playing at Bramall Lane. And it wasn't a two-leg. It was an extra time penalties. So at the time, I was injured because I remember the stories coming. So it wasn't a big crowd because obviously it was like the Johnson's Pace.
Yeah. Into Toto Cup.
But it was interesting, you know what I mean? So... if we want to run through it now, Hodge got sent off, Charlie got sent off, Harry got sent off as well. But I was sitting in the fucking stand and one of the fucking punters goes, we're down to fucking seven men. He went, where's the fucking midfield? And some other fella said, they're fucking sitting by in here. They were all sat in the fucking stand. Three of them, Hodge, Charlie and another one, might have been Wardy. Fucking mental. We had seven men against fucking Italians. And I went, we're never going in that fucking thing ever again. Ever, no fucking no chance.
Take it or lost.
Yeah, one game and out. Fucking crazy.
Did you score a cracker against Wimbledon whilst at Sheffield United?
Fucking beauty as well it was. Absolutely fucking pearl. Let me fucking tell you that. That's the best fucking goal I've ever scored in my life. Unbelievable. Cop end. throwing comes in and like a header come out. So I didn't, I don't know where I was. I think that's why I scored. I didn't have a fucking clue what it was. I'm just wandering up. And he fucking come on the edge of the ball and a leathery fucking top corner.
Boosh.
Fucking hell, what a goal. Everyone sees on myself.
No one for self-praise.
I'm just patting myself on the back there. But
Chris Kamara there as well. Because obviously he's known as a bit of a joker, should we say. A bit of a clown on the Sky scene. Were he like that then?
Oh, God, yeah. Great lad, Cammy. Fitness freak, Cammy. Fucking, I'm room with Cammy once. Fucking 8:30. He's doing fucking stretches, Cammy. I said, we're not kicking off for fucking 7 hours. He's stretching his fucking hamstring. Fucking off. I'm fucking having a chance of a fucking sleep. Yeah, but hey, funny Cammy. Yeah, mate, don't you come across him, lads?
Not really.
No.
Not really,
he's
no.
He's a character, isn't he? You know, he's brilliant, isn't he?
Mm,
you know.
Did you want to leave Sheffield United or?
Fucking hell, he gave me no option. No, he did. He pulled me out. He pulled me in. He said, look, you know. And in fact, it was funny because he said, come and see me in my room. He said, come and see me. So he knocked on his door, walked in. He went, he's got fucking time. He's having a fucking shave, hasn't he? And I'd lent money off him. I'd lent £200 off him. Right, honestly, I fucking lent £200. I mean, Harry, I'll give you that money back when I fucking get on. Right? So, or something like that. Anyway, he went, no. He said, I've had Harold Wilson on the phone. He said, he wants to sign you. What do you think? You know, I don't think they're going to give you a new contract here. What do you think? I went, fucking hell. I said, I'm on the plate. Let's go.
Because Sheffield United have been relegated at this point. You're in.
But my contract was the championship. My contract was ending.
Yeah, right. And Leeds are in the Premier League.
Yeah, back into the Premier League, yeah. Which is phenomenal, really. You know.
You're expecting that.
I couldn't fucking believe it. I thought I won the lottery, mate.
Yeah.
What was he like?
Like
Wilkinson.
Yeah.
What was he like?
Fucking Darwin Howard. Fucking hell, the school teacher. No, he's fucking.
I've got a feeling you two didn't get on. if he's a dour bastard.
He was fucking. Old Howard was fucking regimental. You know what I mean? He was regimental. Yeah. But I tell you what, one line of crossing. Fucking.
Monday Night Club? Would he have that?
No. That fucking. No Monday Club. Fucking shit, Lee. No Monday Night Club. Good lads, though. Fucking brilliant lads. Yeah. Good lads. Nutters in there. Gary Kelly.
Some massive players.
Oh, huge
elite
players, yeah. Huge.
Tony Yeboah?
Fucking, he was funny, Yobo.
Yeah?
Fucking what a geezer he was.
Geezer? The one word I was not expecting it was geezer.
Geezer. Let me tell you that. Honestly, God, lads, you know what a centre forward.
He was fucking brilliant.
He never done fucker. He never fucking done any weights on it like that. No weights or nothing. He just laughed in training. He just fucking banged him in the top corner and go, fucking phenomenal, honestly. For the game, sit in the corner. Say fucking nothing. And then just go out and fucking rip team to pieces.
He could fucking kick it hard, couldn't he? I wouldn't like to got one in fucking balls off him. Jesus Christ.
But unbelievable player.
There's some serious talent in that squad, isn't there?
Yeah, and he had good banter there. You had good banter there. It was funny, like, you know, Carlton, you got Carlton. Carlton's fucking, you know, everyone knows Carlton. Bit of money. But you're a great lad, fucking great kid. You know, people get wrong impression of Carlton Palmer. You get a wrong impression of him, like he's a bit of a big Sam Charlie, money and whatnot. But funny story though, because you must have all been thinking it. And we're on the bus, and Carlton goes, talking about fucking houses. I thought, here we fucking go. So we're not talking, right? Whatever. It's only fucking banter. So I went, my house is fucking all right, man. Couldn't fucking, not wrong, my fucking house. So I'm perking up, right? So Carlton goes, fuck off, with his brummy accent. Fuck you, Earth. He went, your house is like my fucking garage. Right, so anyway, it's flying about. So then he goes, my fucking fridge is as fucking big as your, whatever. So I went, well, yeah. I said, you need that for the fucking big your money to. And every fucking was thinking of saying it, but they fucking didn't want to fucking say it. And he didn't want to fucking, and he went, you're fucking right. And he fucking didn't, and he's not with an arse, so the fucking does your life somewhere else. You fucking need that for there. You couldn't say that now, you get fucking, I'd be crying in the fucking soup. Wouldn't you? You'd be fucking mentally fucked. Now for weeks on end, you know what I mean? He just won, wouldn't he?
I wonder if it got him thinking, I think I need to get rid of this big guy. I need to get rid of it. He probably cost him fucking 3 million fucking quid in divorce.
Get more fucking bread rolls in there than fucking Hennigan.
What was Thomas Brolin like?
Oh, well,
because he come in as a big name.
You know all he done was bet on the fucking trots, the horses.
Yeah.
You know them carts that fucking pull the fucking horses? He went, I'm going to have a bet on me trot, me horse today. I said, what do you mean? He said, fucking just, that's all he done.
What, the horse and cart race?
Yeah, in fucking Sweden or whatever it fucking was.
Because he was supposed to be a big, he was...
$4 million to pay for him.
Yeah, yeah, you know, big tag on him.
Yeah, massive tag.
And
but the worst person you can go to when you've got a massive tag and do something is fucking Mick Hennigan. He said to fucking Mick once, bro, Thomas run on the fucking, come on the training ground. He goes, Mick, get me a bottle of fucking water. Mick went, you fucking what? He went, there's a fucking big chap over there. Go fuck off over there and get it. Worst piss in the world, you know. He thought he just needed everything, you know.
Yeah.
So just wanted his ass.
Mick went, fuck off, get you, yeah.
Because he just didn't turn in. He didn't turn up for a game, did he? Because it was his dad's 50th or something. And he didn't turn up.
I don't think that went too good that time.
Yeah.
Legion, I think that went a bit, I don't think he achieved what he, you know what I mean, should have done. You know,
because wasn't he shit hot in the Euros or something?
Yeah.
Score well, against England.
Unbelievable.
I don't know, you know, but fucking hell, you'd expect more from him, aren't you?
Yeah.
For £4 million.
£4 million.
Yeah.
So that's
a lot of money. But
where is he now?
He's a very successful.
He's probably riding one of them fucking carts.
Very successful Hoover business. The most successful in Sweden.
You're joking, mate.
Straight up.
Wow.
Dyson.
Nah, but it's his own version.
So he's got
any idea what it's called?
No idea.
That just leaves nonsense.
Someone's been reading my notes. I know that much.
We used to call them as a Wayne to the Uber.
Who's the best player you played against?
Have you just been told? It's a tough one now because I think I'd go Shearer as a young kid. He was at Southampton. Young kid, 19, 20. Fucking raw. Fucking handful. Massive. You know, strong run. But a few good centre forwards. Like, you know, I'd go Shearer just purely to what he'd done.
Yeah.
You know, at the time, if you go on, like Ian Rush, fucking a rushy.
But Gabardini?
That was a story. Fuck Gabardini! He fucking dropped that subject.
Don't say his fucking name
he's
again.
He's coming back to fucking home again. He's not even fucking here. But I remember we go, so I would left. We got done against Man United and I would left. And George Graham coming. George took over, which was a different fucking ball game. Completely fucking scared. You know, he was just a
opposite. Iron fist.
Yeah, iron total, you know. So this is unbelievable. We play Arsenal at Ibrox. George comes in, he goes, fucking immaculate. Fucking waistcoat, everything. He goes, listen, I think it was one of his first games. We've got to keep this fucking tight here for 20 fucking minutes. Fucking hell. So anyway, we go out. They're up front for them. It's fucking Bergkamp. He's playing. Fucking Bergkamp. Who's the big tall one?
Anelka, right?
The one.
Canu?
No. Yeah, Canu.
Yeah.
So they got them two. I'm fucking telling you now, I looked at that fucking clock at Ivory and it said 43 fucking minutes, 25 seconds to go, and we were two down. I thought this is going to be a fucking long afternoon, this chasing these fuckers round the afternoon.
Keep it tight, fucking Prince Lennon.
That's what he said. Keep it tight. He was on the floor. Oh, he meant fucking ballistic. 6-0 we got done. 6-0.
Who were you marking?
That clock was like, I wasn't marking fucking no one.
It doesn't sound like anybody were.
No one come than that game.
It was still 43 then, Canu.
Fucking dodgy bench thing, wasn't it?
Canu.
Wow. Crazy.
Thing is, he'd had some fucking. Wrongings yourself, because he obviously had Merson by this point, had he?
Yeah.
Adams and that.
Adams, yeah. Fucking. Yeah. And they were all fucking drink drugs a lot, weren't they?
Well, I can well fucking believe Tommy Adams. Yeah. I mean, listen, everyone has fucking whatever, don't you? Everyone, whatever. But Bookie told me we'd play. I'm captain. For some reason, I'm captain of Sheffield United at the time, going off to, off Legion 9. I'm captain of Sheffield United. We go out and then we play. And we drew 1-1. And I'd be good result for us. Eddie Little John scored. He'd be good result for us. After the game, he's running about. Fucking topic. So, going to get on the bus, he told me, kids, like, he went, Beast. I went, what? He went, here. So, go over. He said, what kind of cookie? He said, here. He went, and he gave me fucking 2 fucking bin bags full of fucking lager. He went, that'll get you back to Sheffield, won't it? I went, geez, Tom, we're fucking off. Quality. I knew you'd been a fucking good lad, Tony. Fucking true, nah. Yeah, I have a bit of that going on. To be fair, I done all right at Leeds. I done okay at Leeds. I didn't expect to do nothing at Leeds. I expected to play no games at all. David O'Leary just took over slightly. David O'Leary, and then I was out the pitch then.
Yeah.
I was gone. But then I ended up going to Man City.
Yeah.
Who would have been there then?
Kit Simons.
Yeah.
Them, George Kincladsey.
Jesus.
Peter Beardsley.
Yeah. Peter Beardsley. That was a period in Man City where they were going through a bad fucking, it was hostile. Massive.
Was this Main Road still?
Main Road.
But it's good to say to grandkids now that, oh, I play for Man City, you know, look at them.
Fucking hell, we should have played now. No, but at the end of the day, it was one of them, you know. They've come a mile, haven't they? I mean, the Kitpacks there, if you've got something wrong there, fucking hell, you get knifed. They were friends. Kit. Oh, Kit. They slaughtered Kit, Simon. They slaughtered Kit, you know, daily. You know, it's fucking brutal.
Was he having a bad time and they just got on his case?
The team as a whole, you know what I mean? And he suffered horrendously, like, you know. But some players, Georgie Kincladsey.
Did it get to him?
I think it did a bit, yeah. You know, but you won't mind me saying that. I think it did a bit, you know. It's difficult, isn't it, to cope with constant fucking
battering.
Battered all my life.
I had 15 years of it.
So, you know, where'd you go? You got to get on with, haven't you?
Yeah.
Sink or swim.
Yeah.
Some sink.
You become thick skinned, don't you?
Yeah, but I've got a one at Wigan. You know, you go as you're down the leagues or whatever it is, the fucking crowds are smaller, aren't they?
Yeah, so you can eat everything, guy.
So we're playing. I'm having an absolute fucking shite. I'm swearing now. We're 3 down. And I'll tell you now, I'm having an absolute torrid. So I've shanked one into the fucking stand. And this one's coming, and I can hear the fucking groans as it's coming. I've controlled it and put it straight fucking in again. And all I heard was one fucking thing from the crowd. No, I heard this fucking shout. Will someone throw that fucker in the canal? At the back of the fucking... Now, to be fair, I'll land the balloon down. I fucking like going... You know what? I searched that fucker for weeks. Oh, wow.
What a put now that is. Throw him in the canal.
Throw him straight in the fucking canal. But that was the Kitpacks. The Kitpacks was like that. You know, they're brutal.
How good were Kincladsey?
Oh, unbelievable. Run from one end to the other with the ball, Georgie.
I remember some of his goals.
You try and boot him and fuck you. Yeah.
Can you remember it?
Yeah, little ugly little thing, weren't he?
Yeah. Mm.
George.
Bit of a beak on, did he?
Yeah, George, yeah. Money. It was mad though that you got relegated with that team.
Big
team. When you talk about the names, like Beardsley, Summerby, Sean Gorter, Uwe Rosler, Dickov.
Yeah.
And you got relegated from the Championship.
Yeah, Dickie, yeah. Unbelievable, really. Yeah.
What'd you put it down to? Was there there must have been a few bad eggs or.
I think it was behind the scenes, me. 100%. You know,
the club weren't right.
Sometimes you have people there that are working there. You know, you've been in clubs and you're working there and they're not pulling the right way. You know what I mean? It just didn't seem right through.
I know, but
Joe went, every time I walk around the corner, I see another fucking player here. He had about 50 pros.
All right.
You know, it's mad, isn't it?
And he's not pulling all the strings.
No. You know, so it becomes hard, doesn't it? But I was devastating me there because I was good there because I really wanted to do well there.
Yeah.
And I fucking Granger, where is he? Is he out there, that Granger? But remember that left back, you won't know him, boys. He done me a kipper. Absolute kipper to Birmingham.
Martin.
If we have another game with him, even if it's a fucking friendly, I'm going to fucking kill him. Okay, get a fucking friendly on that line. Because he fucking G done with a fucking beaut. Absolute beaut. Playing with Birmingham. Big furlong, centre forward.
Paul.
And I fucking took fucking Paul out, whacked him, but the ball runs from here to you. And you've got to go again. And as I'm going, he fucking jumped right in. What ruined my career. Man City finished me completely. Never wasn't done there, but never the same.
Never got back to
What was it that ankle
I should have put if it had broken my leg, it'd have been better. But I ruptured my ankle ligaments and I just couldn't get over it.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Hmm. How old were you then?
I was 32 then. 33, so it was becoming difficult.
So you're coming towards the end, but you still felt you got a bit left in the tank, like.
Yeah, well you do, don't you? Hmm. When do you think carry you can't on. Finish?
Yeah. Yeah.
We
can't run, innit? You just know. It's horrible, innit?
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
It's fucking horrible, mate.
I've not been able to run for 10 years.
Fucking hell. But I went anyway. I was even in Ireland playing for Ballymena.
Anyone else here?
Ballymena. I thought it was good. The Guinness was good over there. Yeah. Thought I'd fucking get over there for a couple of months.
You went Port Vale before that, though, didn't you?
Port Vale was there's only one. Listen, you know, in your careers, you don't like people. Managers, you fucking hate them, didn't you? But what I'm saying is, there's only one fucking person, I think, who fucking rubbed me up the wrong fucking way. Fucking Brian fucking Orton.
I knew that was coming.
Brian fucking Orton.
I've worked for him at all. I'm
fucking getting Port Vale. New, staying up, new fucking contract. Looking me in the eye like a but not gonna fucking give me it. So, Billy Dearden, who is a fucking blinding bloke, he was Sheffield United through and through, and Billy, I stood up, went in the fucking room, and he went, I'm not giving you the contract. And I stood up and went, Billy, you're a fucking diamond. You're a walked out. That was it, done.
So we actually told you we were getting warmer then?
He said, keep us up. There's going to be a new year deal for you. That's the only ever fucking time. And that's big for me saying that on here. Let me tell you, because I don't like to bat my own.
Yeah.
But it's fucking, that was massive. Because that was another year to my career.
Yeah.
At a decent level. You know what I mean?
So did you get on all right with him before that?
Well, he just said he'd come in. From Rudgie, so you take him with a pinch of salt, you know. Get on with it, don't you?
You've not had time to know his character and whatnot,
But fucking grab me that.
Yeah, so I mean, Tommy spoke about it, didn't he? On me.
Who's that?
Tommy Miller. He said, Gary Megson did the same thing at Sheffield Wednesday.
Right.
Says you're getting one, and then fucking.
It's horrible.
Pull the rug.
It's fucking. It's bad, isn't it? But. There you go.
So you like to play against a friendly against Brian Orton?
Oh, yeah,
as well,
so you've got two there. I want fucking Granger left back so I can smash him to fucking smithereens. Brian Orton centre forward, fucking clattered him. There you go, boys.
Job done.
Plays
a fiery squad.
Yeah.
You carried on in football, though, for quite a while after finishing playing. Kit Manning.
Fucking
Stockport,
that's another story.
Ipswich.
Here we go now. Now these are proper stories.
Yeah.
Waiting until the last bit now. Ah, Kitman. You've got to, end of the day.
A lot of people we've had on have said Kitman physio are the ones that bring the dressing room together.
Why? Because you're amongst the lads, aren't you?
You're a little bit of the go-between.
You
want
to tear yourself away from the manager. Listen, the lads, the first thing they're going to do is get your trust. If you're not fucking roaring and squealing, they love you to pieces. End of the day, Stockport, fucking hell, that was a fucking... Wait, that's another fucking hate coming there as well. Fucking Lou McCartney, Sammy McElroy. Fucking no contract again, that fuck.
We're going to
fucking mount up now, my memory's coming back. So, but anyway, Stockport, Carlton took me in there, and that was fucking... That was a good crack. But then... I made a few fuck ups there, but
hold on a minute.
But if we go to Ipswich, so Jaggers takes me into Ipswich. He said, "You good, please, come on, fancy it, kit man." I went down. Unfortunately, Paul fucking got the bullet. So Mick takes over.
So you're kit man at Ipswich now.
I'm Ipswich, yeah.
Yeah.
So Paul Gill's just got the sack. And who got the job?
Mick McCarthy.
Right.
So, we got the playoffs, but that was funny. I admit so many things. I think the lads were having bets what I was forgetting to bring to fucking games. Big Murph. Murph now is there. So, I'm playing one game at Brighton. So, I get the boots in because now they've got so many boots. It's like fucking folk. I had one pair of fucking boots. How many did you have? How many pair of boots did you have?
Pair of studs, pair of rubbers.
There you go. There you go. Four fucking pair of boots. One's yellow, one's fucking red. And I'm like, fucking don't know where I'm working. I'm all over the place here. So anyway, we go to Brighton. I fucking pull Murph. I say, Murph, listen, I fucking left your fucking studs back at the ground. He went, you fucking well. I've left them at the fucking ground. Right. He could have been a Murph and fucking nailed me and gone. Yeah. You know what I mean? So anyway, it's fucking pissing down outside. I'm thinking, he's going to be falling on his ass. I'm in fucking deep shit here. So anyway, I go out and watch him and he's fucking warming up. So anyway, he looks all right. He's got his rubbers on. He said, don't worry, I'll wear my rubbers. Right. Game kicks off. He's having a fucking worldie. An absolute fucking can't be fucking touched. Right, let me tell you now. So, fucking 20, half an hour, 35 minutes, fucking bump. He fucking scores, man. I'm on the pitch. Fucking, I said, anyway, we drew 1-1. Murph's been outstanding. Comes in. I said, you're fucking wearing them every fucking week. Right? He went, I fucking am, lad. Don't say fuck all. I've left his boots late, but don't hear me.
Brilliant. he's at Forest now, isn't he?
Yeah, fucking great lad.
Daryl Murphy.
Yeah.
He does it, yeah, Daryl.
What cock-ups did you have at Stockport? When you said you had a few cock-ups?
He'd be fucking leaving stuff. I'm fucking terrible, I'm sure I got a fucking brain problem.
Like what?
I fucking left the fucking socks one fucking day. I fucking swear to you.
So you just forgot the socks?
Jagger's went fucking mad. He went bees. Bibs. Left the fucking bibs. Derby. We're in fucking JBB fucking sports. Across the fucking road. I said, Ken, the old boy went, Ken. I fucking left. He went, fucking hell, bees. What's happening here? I went, there's a fucking JJB over there. Fucking 50 quid. He's out getting fucking yellow and fucking thing, bibs. Best one was there. Stop up. I drove back and fucking Oldham and got back to the game. How about that one? The goal is here to be changed. I fucking drove. I was fucking doing 100 miles an hour.
Oh, the keeper kit?
No, yeah, we had two. And I got it back at 5-3 on my kid's life. With that fucking 25 points on my license. I'm telling the truth. But they're good jobs then.
Kitman job.
Class.
Yeah. You haven't really got the pressure, have you?
No.
You ain't got no pressure from.
No.
It sounds. I'm forgetting boots and that.
In half decent memory, there's no pressure.
If you like me, you're fucked. But. It's a good job. Pressure, as you say, pressure's, you know, but you can have the crack with them.
Yeah.
You know, and it, I think they take if you dance away and you want to join in, they join in, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
They're just renowned for being miserable, but everybody loves the kit, man.
Because you've got to have a bit of fucking
crack. A good one. Yeah. A good one. A good one.
They'll twist when you want something, but then really the lads love you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They are, aren't they? You always go to Kitman, don't you?
Yeah, for anything, wouldn't you?
Fucking, you do. Fucking quality.
So you enjoyed it?
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Top draw it was, honestly. Made a lot of good friends down there. Like, still speak to Mick. And, you know, it's part of my life. Like, it was brilliant.
You not fancy carrying on in the kit world? And
I don't know. I think I would.
Are all your socks paired at home? Underpants in?
Well, I'm always hard socks on. Got two on. That's fucking crazy. Once it's in your nature, that's it. You're fucked. You know, you just do it all the time.
Get what you're given.
Yeah, exactly. But now we end up going into what I'm doing now. Now it gets even fucking better when you start doing that. Because some fucking stuff that's happened, oh, unbelievable.
So what are you doing now?
I'm decorating at the moment.
Painting, decorating?
Yeah, I've got our own little firm going. It's good.
Speckled radio.
Oh God, yeah, destroy the radio. Good to have the radio, aren't you? Good to have the radio, it's brilliant.
What's your genre? Genre of music?
Absolute rock, we go for.
The rock man.
Absolute rock. Looking different class, by the way, isn't that? That gets us rocking. I was working with this lad, a firm. This is a story and a half. I was working with this kid. He's got 10 on the firm. So one of the lads goes, Beast, get in there, we get in this room. Hilton won't sell with him, by the way. This is the Hilton at East Midlands Airport. So to say I make fuck-ups is an understatement, isn't it?
So
anyway, I walk in reception there, and rather than go in the fucking the one I should have gone in, I walked in the one fucking next to me. Right? Tensy. So there's a big refurb going on upstairs. All I'm doing is taking the wallpaper off. Been doing it fucking 2 seconds since I've... So I get me fucking sleep, I think. Fucking brilliant. Now this wallpaper, it's huge. So anyway, nip it in the back. Fucking straight off in one. I thought myself, fucking, I thought, I'll be home for 2 years. I'll be home at fucking 2 o'clock here this afternoon. I was fucking rubbing my fucking hands. Next minute, the fucking security fella comes in, or the fella, you know, the maintenance fella, he goes, all right, Pally's in here. What are you doing in here? I said, well, you know, the lad's upstairs, but he said, I'm coming to take the fucking wallpaper off, like. He went, what do you mean? He went, I'm taking the fucking wallpaper off, mate. He said, it's only been on fucking 8 hours. He said, the fucking only got put on yesterday. You fucking had that. I took the cunt off. I went, fucking hell, Pat, get down here, son, and get this fucking wallpaper on. I took the cunt off and only been on 5 minutes. The lads went, fucking hell, it's only you fucking do that. Well, fucking hell, bells. Somebody help me. Don't worry about it. I got away with it.
Oh, well, cheers, mate.
Yeah, thank you very much. What's your
company?
Well, you get a plug in.
Yeah, but, you know, there's James Marshall, myself, Glyn, Anthony Decorators. We all just combine. So, end of the day, you know, if you listen to the podcast, it'd be nice to anywhere any people, local people, we're good as gold.
What's the
we deal in them domestic, the lot, pubs, everything. We're doing everything at the moment.
So what's the company called?
We ain't got, it's just all together.
Yeah. So you willing to travel?
Yeah.
No big, no job too big, too small.
Correct. 40 years experience.
Just make sure, whatever you're doing, make sure you fucking mark the which room you want doing.
Yeah, and don't drop the fucking paint. We just fucked it.
We'll put a link in.
Nah, cheers,
we'll
Paul.
Put a link in.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, enjoy that.
Really appreciate top, man. It. Cheers. Thanks a lot.
Does it have a good idea?
Does it not really come off that easy wallpaper? Oh, fuck me. I didn't disappoint, did it?
No.
Hey. What a character.
The voice he's got, he should be on a commentator for Sky Sports or something.
Just
powerful. Brilliant.
Anyway, I enjoy that.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I think if you get the chance to watch it, because his facials and his mannerisms are fucking brilliant.
And if you want any decorating doing, you know, you want back bedroom doing.
Yeah.
Paul's your man.
The forgetting kit and stuff.
I kind of got the impression you made quite a few mistakes. Yeah.
But I've also got the impression that because you were such a good lad, everybody liked
it. It didn't matter.
Lads are just fucking, like, it's just bees. That's just what he does. You know what I mean? So I think he'll have got away. I can't imagine players can, any players that really get pissed off with him.
Nah. Must have been some change room, that Chef U.
I know, man. I mean, he's talk about it, and I mean,
I was just sat there with my mouth open, I think, just in amazement.
Billy Whitehurst, Billy, Vinnie Jones. I can imagine it was just chaos. I can imagine Bassett would just have to go with it, just like you can't control that. You can't control a dressing room like that, really. You've just got to fucking let it sort itself out, haven't you?
Greyhounds were cracking though.
Oh my god, that's up there with my favourite story of the whole podcast. I can just see French's face because, you know, the physio, because I had him at Barnsley. I can just see him thinking, what the fuck is he on about here? But knowing that he's got to do it. Imagine it, like, he's got the greyhound and he's like sort of testing its knee and stuff like that. And then he's actually gone and fucking treated it. With the old ultrasound.
That's up there with one of my favourite stories, that.
So we've got some live shows released.
We've got one, Blackpool, 25th of July at the... I want to say Grafton.
one chance only.
What's it at?
It's at the Leighton Room.
Leighton.
25th, Thursday the 25th, Leighton Club in Blackpool.
Work for us. So yeah, so we've got the Rod coming in. So I'm looking forward to it because I miss Brett's. I'm sure we'll just be battering each other, I think.
Yeah,
he battered me and I want him fucking beer.
All information will be on Twitter and Facebook and all that jazz.
Any whatever football club you support, it's all going to be Blackpool based, is it?
Because Preston, well, Blackpool. All at Preston together, were you?
Yeah, we were, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got some good stories from Preston.
And I'm lucky that for once I'm not going to be the worst dress in the room. I think I'm all right now, actually. I'm all right today.
Yeah. What are you on about?
I'm looking at you.
He looks like he's been painting ceiling.
You're a shift with Paul.
Yeah. Oh, dear. But yeah, so the live show, so get tickets and that, everything will be available.
Everything will be online on the social media. And as always, subscribe on that YouTube.
Yeah.
I would
advise watching Beezers.
Yeah. If you do need any work from Paul,
just, I don't know, shout Paul Beasley out your window, because we aren't got a company name, we aren't got a number, we aren't got a website.
I've got his number, we'll put his number on. Yeah. We'll get his number on there. So yeah. I can imagine it'd be a good crack being in the room while he's painting and decorating.
I don't think there'll be a lot of work gets done. I think you'd just have a cup of tea and just be there talking all day.
Yeah, unless you can talk and work at the same time.
Yeah. He's not a multitasker, is he? We know that.
I'm sure he can. I'm sure he can. So,
and as always, leave us a review on that iTunes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Anything else for any more? No.
Job done. Good. Right, let's get home.
Over and out.
Adios.
Bye.
So that time again, time for a little note from The Economist. Yep, as you well know, The Economist is about far more than just economics and finance. It covers a wide range of subjects, from world politics, business, science, technology, arts, the environment, and yes, even sport. And if you didn't already know, as listeners of Under the Cosh, you can get your very own free copy of The Economist on your doorstep by texting UNDER, just like the title, without the E, UNDR, to 78070. And then before you know it, postman's at the door. You're thinking, oh God, bills again. I'm up to my eyeballs in it. No, it's a free copy of The Economist. So you can read some interesting sports stories and improve your finances at the same time. How good's that? All seriousness, I've just been sat in garden with a hoppy beer, reading about how the richest clubs are bullying football administrators into submission. I mean, it's not right, is it? But money talks. And The Economist sifts through the noise, focusing on the essential information, and tells the real story. It's for the kind of person who never stops asking questions and wants to know why the world is the way it is. So get your free copy of The Economist just by texting UNDER, UNDR, without the E, to 78070.
Just trying to find your song. Didn't you have a song? You'll never get past Paul Beasley.
Yeah.
Is that it?
How did it go?
Fucking hell, I think they fucking changed it. I think they said you'll always beat fucking Paul Beasley.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.